Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this program, Lantern from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to an interesting story. The title of today's story is Army of Elephants. The story that I choose to tell you is mentioned in Surah Fil, that means elephant, on the Holy Quran, and it happened during the period of birth year of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Abraha was the governor of Yemen on behalf of King of Ethiopia. He thought to build a house like Kaaba at Mecca in the city of Sana'a, the capital of Yemen, Sana'a, and called the Arabs to perform the pilgrimage there instead of Kaaba, with the intention of diverting the trade and benefits from Mecca to Yemen. So the house was built. Then a man from the Quraysh tribe of Mecca came there and was infuriated by it, so he relieved his nature in it. When Abraha saw that he could not control his anger and raise an army to invade Mecca and demolish the Kaaba, he had in that army 13 elephants, so that army proceeded, and none amongst the Arab tribes that faced them fought against them, but was killed and defeated, till it approached near Mecca. Then there took place negotiations between Abraha and the chief of Mecca, Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of the Prophet Muhammad, and it was concluded that Abraha would restore the camels of Abdul Muttalib, which he had taken away, and then Abraha, would decide himself as regards the Kaaba. Abdul Muttalib ordered the men of Mecca to evacuate the city and go to the top of the mountains along with their wives and children in case some harm should come to them from the invading oppressors. Then that army moved towards Mecca. While the army was marching toward Mecca in the middle of the valley, suddenly it was overtaken by flocks of birds, flocks after flocks, air raiding that army with the small stones slightly bigger than a lentil seed. There never fell a stone on a soldier except it dissolved his flesh and burst it into pieces, so they perished with the total destruction. Abraha fled away while his flesh was bursting into pieces till he died on the way back to Yemen. Such was the victory bestowed by Allah to the people of Mecca, and such was the protection provided by Him, Allah, for His house, Kaaba in Mecca.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. Well, in this program, what we do is to listen to certain religious stories and then talk about the moral lessons that we can make use of them in our ordinary life. Well, in today's episode of Lantern, we want to talk about the moral lessons behind the story of Surat al-Fil. As you know, it is the 105th surah in the Holy Book of Quran, and it tells the story of the destruction of the army of Abraha, who had come to destroy the Kaaba in Mecca. There are lots of lessons within the story of Ashab al-Fil, and we want to touch upon some of these themes in this episode. Well, the reality of the holiness of the House of Kaaba was made possible owing to the prayers or dua made by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Prophet Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is described as Khalilullah or friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed Prophet Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi to build the Kaaba for worshippers. When Prophet Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his son, Prophet Ismail sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, completed building the Kaaba, he made supplication to Allah as recorded in the Holy Book of Quran. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ قَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا ثُمَّ اضْطَرَّهُ إِلَى عَذَابِ النَّارِ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. And when Ibrahim said, "My Lord, make this a secure city and provide its people with fruits and sustenance, whoever of them believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "And whoever disbelievers, I will grant them enjoyment for a little, then I will force him to the punishment of the fire, and rest is the destination." Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed the land of Mecca with full blessings, favors, and protection.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
Well, one last lesson about Surah Al-Fil is the value of prayer. You know, the people of Mecca prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection and were rewarded with his help. The Holy Book of Quran emphasizes the importance of prayer as a means of connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking his guidance and assistance. Upon reflecting Surah Al-Fil, one may notice that the chapter signals the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for two of his servants. In the first lesson, it has been highlighted that the Prophet Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we said, made a supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for security of Mecca. And interestingly, he made a supplication that was not only for himself, but it was for the general good and a foreseen future. You know, a good prayer is a prayer that encompasses lasting outcome. The other servant whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua immediately was Abdul Muttalib. When Abraha was approaching Mecca, Abdul Muttalib understood that it was almost pointless to fight against the elephant army. He recognized that the threat was real and no one would be able to stop Abraha's cruel ambition. Abdul Muttalib realized their condition and thus he ordered the people of Mecca to evacuate the area and find shelter for safety. At the time, he put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supplicated for the protection of Mecca and Kaaba, the house of Allah. Abdul Muttalib, the chief of Mecca and also the father of Imam Ali alayhi salam, pled to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he answered Abdul Muttalib's call. The answer for supplication is just and true. Additionally, the effect of the divine reply could come beyond one's imagination, just like the prayer of Prophet Ibrahim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which the Holy Land of Mecca remains blessed by Allah till today. Most importantly, we must increase our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we engage in our supplication to Him. In the same vein as how Abdul Muttalib did when nothing was left for him to do except to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is an important point. Okay, dear listeners, that is the time we've got for today. Surah Al-Fil and the Holy Book of Quran as a whole provide valuable lessons about the power of Allah, the importance of faith, the dangers of arrogance, and the value of the House of Kaaba. These lessons can provide guidance and wisdom for Muslims and non-Muslims alike and help us to navigate the challenges and complexities of life with wisdom and humility. I hope that these lessons will help us in our life as well. Thank you very much for staying with us in this episode. Until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.